The state of Wisconsin revoked approval of the machines earlier this year. Elections Board Executive Director Kevin Kennedy says electronic voting systems are the answer for people with visual disabilities to vote independently. On the other hand, Kennedy says a paper trail is needed to satisfy candidates in a recount and to guard against the possibility of machines being hacked. He says the state will look at several models next year and test them in 2005. Kennedy says the state will be ready to approve them for municipalities by the end of 2005.
The legislature is also acting in parallel to us in the sense that they've introduced legislation requiring that that ballots have to be available to the voters, that you can't vote just on a touchscreen system. So my sense is that there's a lot of pressure on the vendors to come up with equipment that meets these concerns.
The federal government mandates states have voting technology in place allowing the disabled to vote secretly by January 2006. The requirement is among several passed by Congress following voting irregularities during the last presidential election. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.